So I've had to come back with a part two. Let me just make sure it's a recording. Yup, it's a recording. So the C major waltz, it's sort of cut out towards the very end. But yeah, you get the idea. It just goes around again like that. But the third piece was the very first one that I wrote, and it's called Inui Morte Roland, which means pray for the Roland in Maori. That's right, I said pray for the Roland. Now, this is the one that I don't have any recordings of, so I'm just playing this, like, purely by memory. I can remember it was originally on a string sound, but I'm going to play it on a piano. Because, yeah. And this one has, like, an octave piano. So it's one key, and it's playing two octaves. So, this is Inui Morte Roland. As I said, I'm doing this by memory. Then it went, And then it went, I think, something like this. That's not the end. It went something like that. Something like that. And what else can I talk about for this Pro Muse Day 2015? I can remember. What can I remember? Hearing this for the first time. Ting! Tick, 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 then going. Four. Ah, it's not working. There we go. Ting, tick, tick, tick. And now, here's the thing that really blew me away, because I've got the arranger activated now. Playing a C chord and hearing it do this. Yep, because my Casio never did that. On that the snare sounded like hi-hats. And the hi-hats sounded like I don't know what. What else blew me away on here? Having choir sounds. This. Yeah, of course I couldn't play that back then, but this one, I call this Renee's multi-layering of vocals. Then there was a set of strings on here that I'd... Yes, it was these ones. I remember playing Pachabel's canon on these. These are those strings that have, like, the crescendo strings, so they go, like, so they sort of build up. This, was what really blew me away about this keyboard. Of course, I had to throw a few complicated chords in there. Sus second, sus fourth. Still love them to this very day. And can remember playing the pizzicato for the first time. what else can I remember? The drums. This is the first MIDI drum beat I was actually coordinated enough to play. Bop it. Twist it. Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. I don't have one for pull it. That can pull it. The high school band kit. This is, I call this high school band, even though it is the first jazz kit. Yeah. What else?
Arriva!
Oh, this one! I love this one.
Arriva! Arriva!
Because that first key can do multiple things. If I turn the keyboard touch on, it goes...
Sabor!
And...
Arriva!
And if I hit it really, really hard, which would... don't particularly like doing it, can go.
Bang!
And this one can go, the black one, the C sharp can go.
Uno, tres!
I always stuff this one up.
Uno, uno, tres!
Ah!
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro!
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I still love it to this day. An Indian kit. An elevator synth. I'm just going through some sounds that I can remember discovering for the first time. Here it is. First floor, iPhone 5S's. Here's one elevator. Two elevators. Elevators. Four elevators. What else was there that I can remember discovering and falling in love with? Oh, the synthetic harp. I can remember, I'll just turn this up a bit. I can remember going, oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch alone, lonely time. Let's keep going.
Goes by so slowly, and time can do so much.